Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us for this time of intercessory prayer. We're going to get started in just a moment. Again, we thank you so much for dialing in on this morning to connect with us in the spirit of intercession. We'll be with you in just a moment. Good morning. Do we have any prayer requests at this time? All lines are open to take any prayer requests that we may have this morning. Amen. If we have no prayer requests at this time, if the pen intercessors can state your name so we can get prepared to start our time of prayer.
Sharon.
Good morning,
Sharon. Good morning.
Carla.
Good morning, Carla. Praise the Lord. Well, amen. Well, we're going to go ahead and get started. This morning with this time of prayer, we're going to ask Carla to open us up, followed by Sharon, and then I'll come back with the closeout. Thank you again for joining us during this time of prayer. Carla, please go ahead.
Father God, we just thank you on this morning, oh God, hallelujah, God, and we just acknowledge you on this morning, Father. We acknowledge you, oh God, in all of our ways, oh God, and we thank you, oh God, for the great and the mighty God that you are. We thank you for the sovereign and the holy God that you are. We thank you, oh God, that you are the God who was, who is, and is to come, the God that is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, God, the God, oh God, who changes not, Father God. We just thank you, Father God, hallelujah, God, that you sit on the circle of the universe, oh God. Father God, hallelujah, and you're ruling and you're reigning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that you are the God, that you are large, Father God, and that you're in charge, Father God, and that you know all things, Father God. We thank you, oh God, that in you, oh God, there is no shadow of turning, Father God. So we thank you on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, that you are the God, Father God, that you will perfect, oh God, those things that concern us, Father God. Father God, and we, God, we cast our cares upon you on this morning, Father God, Lord, just knowing, oh God, that you love and you care for us, Father God. Father God, and you're concerned, Father God, about everything that concerns us on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. So we just come to you on this morning, Father God. We just come, oh God, Father God, just lifting up, Father God, your people before you on this morning, Father God. Father God, we come lifting up those, Father God, hallelujah, God, those that might be going through, oh God, whatever it is, oh God, that they're going through, oh God, those that are going through the vicissitudes of life, my God, in the name of Jesus on this morning, my God, those, oh God, hallelujah, are dealing with life challenges, oh God, and life discouragement, oh God, life situations and life circumstances on this morning, Father God, we lift them up before you on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, for we know that you are the God, that you know our down settings, Father God, and you know our uprisings, Father God, and you know our thoughts, even up far off on this morning, Father God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Father God, that even when our hearts, oh God, are overwhelmed, oh God, you said, oh God, that you would lead us, oh God, to the rock, Father God, which is higher than we are on today, oh God, so we come to that rock on today, oh God, and that rock is Jesus Christ on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and even as we submit ourselves to you, Father God, oh God, we know that all things are working together for the good, Father God, to those that love you, Father God, and those who have been called according to your purpose, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father God, that even, oh God, as we deal with life, Father God, and life issues and life, oh God, on life's terms, Father God, we know, oh God, hallelujah, God, that you will not put more on us than we can bear, oh God. Father God, we just thank you on this morning, Father God. Father God, the trouble don't last always, Father God, and this too shall come to pass, Father God. My God, in the name of Jesus, God, we lift up the situations of life on this morning, my Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and we just thank you, oh God, that even as we submit to you on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, Oh, God, hallelujah, that I, oh, God, the things that we go through, oh, God, that they will bring great testimony, God, and they will bring great glory to your name, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Father God, even for the challenges of life on this morning, God, and we thank you for the challenges of life, oh, God, God, for we know that the challenges, oh, God, worketh patience, Father God, and patience worketh experience, Father God, and experience hope, oh, God, and hope maketh not ashamed, Father God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we thank you on this morning, God, that no spirit of fear, Father God, anxiety, hopelessness, depression, or worry, oh, God, will plague our souls on this morning. My God, in the name of Jesus, God, but we look into you on this morning, oh, God. Oh, God, we decree and declare on this morning, Father God, that the spirit of defeat, oh, God, is displaced by your victory on this morning. My Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God, hallelujah, we decree, oh, God, that we do not have the spirit of fear, Father God. Oh, God, that we boldly and confidently say, oh, God, hallelujah, oh, God, that our trust is in you, Father God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, the spirit of power. We have a spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind on this morning. My God. Oh, God, a soundness of mind, a stability of mind on this morning. My God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, and we take authority over every opposing thought, oh, God, that will come to contend, oh, God, hallelujah, with your purposes for our life on this morning, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we declare, oh, God, that we will fulfill, oh, God. Oh, God, your plans for us and that which you ordained, my God, in the name of Jesus, God, and we will not be distracted, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you on this morning, Father God. Oh, God, we come against the spirit of distraction on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, every spirit that will come to confuse, oh, God, every spirit that will come to discourage on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you on this morning, Father God, we speak to the spirit of powerlessness on this morning and hopelessness, oh, God, and defeat, oh, God, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and we just stand in the gap on this morning, my God, and we make up the hedge, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, for those, oh God, that are struggling, oh God, in their minds on this morning, God, and with the mindset on this morning, with their thoughts, oh God, and their thought patterns on this morning, oh God, with their subconscious mind on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, oh God, we take authority, Father God, over the thoughts and the minds, oh God, everything that is not like you, oh God, my God, in the name of Jesus, God, we take authority to your God, and we bring every thought, oh God, into the obedience of Christ on this morning, my Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we thank you on this morning, Father God, hallelujah, even those, oh God, that are dealing with pressure, oh God, and they feel pressured in life, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and those that are feel heavy, oh God, weighed down and bogged down, oh God, because of just the situations in life on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray, oh God, oh God, that you will relieve the pressure, my God, in the name of Jesus, God. I pray on this morning, oh God, that you will lift the heavy burdens on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will deal with every overwhelming thought, my God, every overwhelming situation on this morning, God, every overwhelming circumstance on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray on this morning, Father God, even for the bombarding thoughts, oh God, those continual thoughts, oh God, that will continue to bombard the mind, oh God. Oh God, I pray, oh God, that you will cover the mind, oh God, with the blood of Jesus on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray, oh God, that you will cause the thoughts, oh God, my God, their thoughts to be your thoughts, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you will bind their minds to the mind of Christ, oh God, that we will hold the thoughts and feelings and purposes of your heart, oh God, that our thoughts will become agreeable with your will on this morning, oh God, that your plan may be established and succeed on this morning, God. I thank you on this morning, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you are in control, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I just pray for the mind, oh God, the mind on this morning, my Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father God, every mind binding and mind blinking and mind manipulation and mind control spirit on this morning, oh God. I pray on this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh God, even the spirits, oh God, that will come to torment the mind, my God, in the name of Jesus, God, those spirits that will come, oh God, to defile the mind, God, those spirits that will come to harass the mind on this morning and the thoughts, my Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray, oh God, God, I pray on this morning, Father God, hallelujah, God, and I come against the spirit of oppression.
opposition and the spirit of the opposer, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, the spirit of opposition on this morning, huh? Oh God, there are those things that will come to oppose, oh God, huh? I got the mindset and your will on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, hallelujah, that you will release your peace on this morning, huh? Oh God, the peace that will surpass all understanding on this morning, Father God, oh God, the peace of God that will guard our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you will cause, Father God, every weary soul, Father God, hallelujah, to find a resting place in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I just pray on this morning, Father God, oh God, that you will intervene, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you will interrupt and you will intercept, my God, the plan of the enemy on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, oh God, I pray for a sound mind on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, and I pray, oh God, hallelujah, God, oh God, that your thoughts, oh God, hallelujah, God, will replace, oh God, hallelujah, every vacillating thought, and every thought that's unstable, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you, Father God, for the plans of the Lord being done on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and I pray, oh God, hallelujah, God, oh God, that you will bring victory, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, oh God, I pray on this morning, Father God, that you would give all those that are being pressured, my God, and all those that are weighed down, oh God, hallelujah, with heaviness on this morning, God, that you will bring victory to their lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, oh God, that you would cause them, oh God, your word says that you would give us victory, oh God, and you would cause us to triumph over the enemy, oh God, I pray, oh God, that you would bring victory, oh God, my God, that you would cause them, oh God, to triumph, Father God, in the face of adversity, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and I thank you, oh God, that the defeat, oh God, it is displaced by your victory on this morning, Father God, oh God, I pray on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you would give them the garment of praise, God, oh God, for the spirit of heaviness, oh God, that you would give them the oil of joy, my God, for the spirit of mourning on this morning, God, that you would give beauty for ashes on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and I just thank you on this morning, oh God, I pray, oh God, that you would just give them to trust you, God, oh God, hallelujah, that you would give us to trust you, oh God, even in situations, oh God, hallelujah, where we don't see your hand working, my God, oh God, but that we will trust you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that we will trust you, oh God, when we can't see you, God, oh God, that we will trust you, oh God, when we can't trace you, oh God, my God, in the name of Jesus, God, that our faith and our hope and our dependency, oh God, and our reliance, oh God, our God, let it be in you on this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, I pray on this morning. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, oh God, hallelujah, God, I pray on this morning, Father God, I, God, that you will negate the ability of the enemy, oh God, to send negativity, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, oh God, and I pray, oh God, God, that you would give us, oh God, I, God, give those, oh God, my God, in the name of Jesus, give them, oh God, to look into the hills on this morning. My God, to look into the hills, oh God, from which cometh their help, God. Oh God, knowing that their help comes from the Lord, oh God, who made the heavens and the earth, oh God. My God, in the name of Jesus, and I thank you on this morning, God, that you would encourage every heart, and you would encourage every mind, oh God, and you would lift every spirit on this morning. My God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, your word says, oh God, that we reckon, oh God, that the suffering of this present world, oh God, are not worthy to be compared, oh God, to the glory which shall be revealed in us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray on this morning, my Lord, oh God, that you would release, oh God, the spirit of joy on this morning, my God, our God, hallelujah, God, for the joy of the Lord, God, it is our strength on this morning, oh God, we just come to you on this morning, oh God, and we look to you, oh God, everything that we need, Father God, it's in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, so I pray, oh God, my God, hallelujah, God, that you would give them, oh God, oh God, to run, oh God, hallelujah, to you, oh God, to run to the secret place, my God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, where there is peace. peace, oh God. God, in the name of Jesus, God, with it is solitude, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you on this morning, oh God. Oh God, hallelujah. And I pray, oh God, that you would give us not to be moved, oh God. Oh God, by what we see and what we feel and what we think, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, but every word that proceeded out of your mouth, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we know that the promises of the Lord are yea and amen, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. And we know, oh God, that you are faithful to your promises, oh God. Oh God, so we release the voice of faith, Father God, over every situation, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. We know that without faith, oh God, it's impossible to please you, oh God. We know, oh God, that those, oh God, who come to you, oh God, they must first believe that you are, and you are, and we've ordered to them to diligently seek you, oh God. So even, oh God, in this time, oh God, hallelujah, God, oh God, in the times of difficulty, oh God, my God, in the times, Father God, of pressure, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would give them, oh God, to just come to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We know that you are the God who hears, Father God, and you are the God who answers prayer, Father God, that you are a very present help, oh God, in the time of need, oh God. Oh God, we know, oh God, that you are our strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, and your strength is made perfect in our time of weakness, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We know, oh God, that you are our hope, Father God, and that you are our future, oh God. Oh God, and we know, oh God, that hope maketh not ashamed, oh God. My God, in the name of Jesus, God, so when the enemy and our foes, oh God, they come to eat up our flesh, oh God, that they will stumble and fall, my God. Oh God, because you are our stay, God. You are our rock, Father God. You are our hiding place on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, so we just come to you, oh God. Oh God, on this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Our God, hallelujah, knowing, oh God, that you have everything that we need, oh God. Our God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, so we won't be discouraged on this morning, God. Let not your people be discouraged, oh God. Let them not be dismayed, oh God. Even those, Father God, that are suffering, oh God, from loss on this morning, God. My God, and those that are feeling heavy on this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, those that are discouraged, those are dismayed, oh God. My God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh God, those who have been betrayed on this morning, my Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh God, those that are just suffering, oh God, from whatever, oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, they're suffering from on this morning, Father God, I pray. Oh, God, that you would just bear them up, my God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to your name. Oh, God, that in idiocia, God, that you would bear them up on this morning, my God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, and I pray, oh, God, that you would give them a hope, my God. My God, oh, God, a hope, oh, God, hallelujah, that goes past, that surpasses. My God, that would surpass, Father God. I got the grave, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and I pray, oh, God. Oh, God, that you would give them, oh, God, my God, huh? God, hallelujah, to take off their old grave clothes, Father God. I speak life to them on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that they will live and not die, God, but they will live and declare the works of the Lord, Father God. Oh, God, we release a hope to them on this morning, my God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, give them to know, Father God, God, that you're ever
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, oh God, this morning. And we thank you, oh God, for this opportunity to come to your throne of grace. God, we thank you for being our God, our Lord, our Savior, our Keeper, our Sustainer, our Deliverer, our Healer. Oh God, you are great and you are greatly to be praised. And so, God, we stop and we pause this time just to say how great thou art, just to say, oh God, that we love you, just to say, oh God, that there is none like you in all of the earth, and none, oh God, that we can compare to you. We come to say, oh God, that we love you, oh God, that you are great, that you're holy and you're mighty, and there's none like you in all of the earth. And so, God, we know that if we search the heavens high or if we search the earth below,
God, there's none like you. We ask, oh God, because you are so great and holy this morning, that you would forgive us for all sin and all unrighteousness. We need you to hear our prayer. So, God, this morning we came gathered together in your name for one purpose, oh God, that we may allow you to hear our cry and our prayer together collectively. But, God, we have some things individually, but collectively, God, we all need you. So, God, we're coming, God, knowing that we need you. We need you, oh God, to hear us. We need you, oh God, to forgive us. We need you to save us. God, we need you to deliver us. We need you, oh God, to watch over us. We need you, oh God, to lead us and guide us in all your truth. Oh, holy God, we need you like never before. So we are coming to you, God, as earnest as we know how. We're coming, oh God, asking you, oh God, for your mercy, that you would hear our prayer, oh God. We need you to heal us, oh God. Heal the ills of our hearts. Heal us, oh God, from prejudice and racism, oh God, and classism. Heal us, oh God, from a wicked heart, oh God. This morning we're coming, God, asking you, standing in the gap and asking you to have mercy on your people, God, those who are your creation, those, oh God, that you created in your own image. God, we are in a place that we are so unlike you, God. We do not do your will. We don't uphold your standards. But, God, we need you like never before. We need you to transform our minds. We need you, oh God, to purify our heart. We need you to cleanse our hands, oh God. We see daily, oh God, situations that have caused racism to arise. We see daily, oh God, where our African American men have been killed or beaten for no reason but the color of their skin, oh God. We see, oh God, where we have been mistreated, not just African American men, but God, your people. And so, God, we're asking you for your mercy, that you would see about us, that you would deal with us, that you would heal us, that you would save us, that you would wash us and cleanse us from all filthiness. God, we confess, oh God, that we have sinned and come short of your glory, but God, we need you like never before. So we invite you, oh God, we invite you back into our schools. We invite you back into our courthouse. We invite you back into our government. We invite you back into our homes, God. We invite you back into our churches. We invite you back, oh God, into our hearts. And we ask, oh God, that you would deal with us. Deal with us, oh God, as only you can. God, we ask that you would wash the filthiness, the sin, the unrighteousness from us, your people. And God, that you would fill us, every void, oh God, every place, oh God, where you washed and you clean, oh God, that you would fill it with your Holy Ghost, that you would fill it with righteousness, that you would fill it, oh God, with truth. God, we need you like never before. Sometimes, oh God, we don't even know what to pray. But God, you said that your spirit would make intercession for us. So God, this morning with a heavy heart, we ask, oh God, that the spirit would make intercession for us, oh God. And God, that you would help us, show us, that you would direct us, that you would, God, be our God this morning and help us, oh God, to get to the place that we ought to be. So, God, we ask that you would fill our heart with love and that you would cleanse it from hate, oh God, that you would fill our heart with equality and, God, you would change our heart from being inequality, from treating others, oh God, in classism and racism differently. God, that you would wash the skills, the
seals off of our eyes, oh God, and you would reveal to us your truth. We even confess, oh God, as African Americans, that we have prejudices, oh God, but we need you, oh God, to come and to heal us and to wash us and to make us new, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would cause the heart of man to turn back to you, oh God. Help us, oh God, to be your people that seek first your kingdom and all of your righteousness. Oh God, even though your righteousness does not feel good to us, oh God. Oh God, even though your righteousness is higher than us, oh God, for we are right in our own eyes, but God, we want to be right in your eyes. So we ask, oh God, that you would wash us and cleanse us, renew us and revive us, oh God. We lay this morning at your feet, your people. We lift up, oh God, our African American men, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would have mercy, oh God, that you would deal with them, oh God, and deal with those, oh God, that mistreat, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would deal with them, oh God, and deal with this that they've gotten into, oh God. Oh God, even those, oh God, where they are mistreated or they are killed, oh God, before they are even corrected, before, oh God, they even are asked questions, oh God, they are killed on the spot. And so, God, our children and our sons, oh God, are dying in the street. And so, God, this morning we stand in the gap asking you, oh God, that you would hear the cry of the mothers, oh God, the sisters, the community, oh God, that cries loud, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would deal with those that kill and mistreat, oh God, those, oh God, that have kept our African American men oppressed. We pray, oh God, for the things, oh God, that they have gone through that are not right, oh God. You know, oh God, even the situations, oh God, that we as African Americans have dealt with. And so, God, we are asking you, oh God, for your mercy. We're asking you, oh God, that your mercy would show bright, oh God, that your mercy, oh God, would deal with the inequality, that your mercy, oh God, would reveal, oh God, truth. God, we ask that you would help us, oh God, help your people, oh God, to overcome the oppression. Help your people, oh God, to be treated equal, oh God. Help the men, oh God, to be released from the chains of slavery in their mind, oh God. The chains, oh God, of slavery, oh God, that they have dealt with in years and years past, oh God. We pray, oh God, even for the effect that it has taken in the home, oh God. God, we pray that you would release them. Break the chains off of their mind, but God, break the chains off of their hands and their feet. God, we ask that you would cause them, oh God, those that are even incarcerated in their mind, oh God, that they would be changed, that they would be released, oh God, that they would be healed, that they would be delivered, and that they would be saved. We pray, oh God, and we lift up fathers this morning. We lift up sons and brothers and uncles and cousins, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would have mercy, that you would deal with those, oh God, that are strung out on drugs, oh God, those, oh God, that have gotten caught in the trap, those, oh God, that have been deceived by the enemy. Oh God, we pray this morning that you would put a hook in their mouth and draw them out of the crack house, oh God. Draw them out of the spirit of alcoholism, oh God. those spirits that have kept them bound years after years, generation after generation, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would cause the enemy to loose their hold and, God, to cause them to be free. Help them, oh God, to find their freedom in you, oh God. Help them, oh God, to find their freedom on this earth, oh God. Help them, oh God, to find their freedom, oh God. We pray, oh God, against the mindset of any man that would want to put a noose around a man, another man's neck, oh God. We pray, oh God, for the mindset of the man, the police that would shoot a man, oh God, that he does not even find guilty. We pray, oh God, for the mindset of the man that would shoot another man, black or white, oh God, and take away life that he has not given. God, we pray for the mind, oh God, and the heart this morning. And we ask, oh God, that you would deal with us. Deal with your people, your creation, oh God. Cleanse our heart and purify it. Burn out everything, oh God, in our heart that's not like you. And God, we ask you would draw us, your people, your body of Christ, your creation, oh God, your bride of Christ, draw us back into righteousness and truth, oh God. We pray this morning because you are our God. You are our great God. You are our merciful God. You're the God that heals. You're the only God that we trust. And so, God, this morning we confess that we trust you, oh God. We trust you with our whole heart, oh God. We trust you, oh God, to intervene. We trust you, oh God, to deliver us. We trust you, oh God, because your word said that some can trust in chariots and some in horses. But God, we trust the name of the Lord our God. Oh God, your word said that ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord, for he is the help and our shield. And so, God, this morning we need your help and we need you to be our shield. So we confess that we trust in you. Your word said that it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. And God, we confess this morning that we trust you, oh God. Even when we can't trace you, oh God, we trust your name. We trust your hand, oh God. We trust you, oh God, even when we don't understand. God, this morning we come telling you that we trust the Lord with all our heart, and we don't lean to our own understanding, but we acknowledge you in all our ways. And God, we ask that you would direct our path. This morning, oh God, we say we trust you and we believe you and we love you, oh God. And we ask, oh God, that you would just help us to be who you have created us to be in these last and evil days. God, we say we trust you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, thank you, God. Hallelujah. Jesus, we bless your name this morning. Thank you, Lord, for your presence, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for just being God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, we just love you today, God. Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That is in you that we live, move, and have our being. Thank you, Lord, that in you there is no failure. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we just come before you, the Almighty God, our El Shaddai. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, the perfect God. Ekoramandoshe, perfect in wisdom, God, perfect God. In all your ways, we bless you this morning just for being God. We bless you, Lord, that we can look unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith, our redeemer, hallelujah, our sustainer, our way maker. God, we just honor you this morning, God. We give you our whole hearts. We surrender our hearts to you today, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, even as we open up our mouths wide, God, we ask that you will allow, oh, God, your spirit to fill it, God, that you would give us what to do even in a day and in an hour, oh, God, when we don't know what to do. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that we do understand that the preparation of heart, it is in man, but the answer of the tongue, it comes from the Lord, that you are the God that directs our steps, that you are the God that leads and guides us into all understanding, that you are our God, hallelujah, and besides you, there is no other God, and we just honor you this morning. God, for we understand that the word declares that, and there is righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost. God, we understand that in you there is peace. And you there is joy. In you there is righteousness. And so today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, emando shekodamandia, God, we rest in you, ekodamando she, the author and the finisher of our faith, ekodamando she, yenereve shekodamando shekodamando sha, God, ekendo randa bahasi, oh God, emando shekodamandia, God, we say ekodamando she cleanse and wash. Sanctify and purify today, oh God, the atmosphere around us, God, that we might be on one accord with you, God, we bind ourselves to the very spirit of truth, we bind ourselves, oh God, to the very word of God, we come into agreement with you, we come into agreement with your spirit, God, everything else, God, that comes to pull us out of that which you have called us into. God, we cast it down, oh God. And Father, I thank you on this morning, God, that our heart delights in you, the God of our salvation. God, that we rejoice in you. Oh God, you are our joy and you are our peace. Oh God, you are our everything, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Your name is worthy to be praised. Oh God, you're so worthy of the honor. Oh God, you're so worthy. God, we thank you for giving us a mind. Oh God, to bless you. We thank you this morning, God, for waking us up, oh God, with a desire to seek your face. God, in spite of what we see, in spite of what we endure in this nation, in spite of what we see, oh God, from day to day, I thank you, oh God, God, that you have given us the strength to not cast away our confidence, for your word declares that in it we have great recompense of reward. I thank you on this morning that our reward is coming. God, for there is a reward that is promised unto those that endure to the end. And so, God, I thank you for a mind to endure. God, that there's coming a day, oh God, that we shall receive our crown of life. And so, God, I pray this morning, God, that we'll continue to hold fast, oh God, to the horns of the altar. God, that you'll make our feet like hinds feet, and that you will teach our hands to war. God, that we'll war in the high places. God, that every distraction of our enemy, oh God, will be cast down. Oh God, and that we'll run after you. Forgetting everything that's behind us, and we'll look unto you. Oh my God, our sovereign God, the God that made heaven and earth. Our maker, our mold.
upholder, our redeemer, our healer, our bright and morning star. We just worship you. We give you glory. We give you honor this morning. Oh God, emando she, ikonamando she. Ah God, emashe kebe she, yebe she konamando, yendo randebo ho se, yendelebe konamando. Eh God, emando she, kemando she. And God, we say to you this morning, who is man that you're even mindful of us? Who are we, oh God, that you would even consider us? Your word declares that you made a little lower than the angels. But God, you have crowned us with honor. And Father, I thank you. Hey, Yamando Shea. Yeve Sekonamando Shatama. Oh God, Emando Shea. Oh God, I bless you. I bless you, oh God, that you are watching over us and that you are watching over your word to perform it. Oh God, that everything, oh God, that you have declared from the beginning that it shall come to pass, that it is so. And God, that we can remain anchored in you. So I pray today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, against every weapon of the enemy that comes to pull us out of position, that comes to pull us out of our place. Oh God, everything that comes to displace us spiritually, Father, I pray this morning in the name of Jesus, oh God, that we will remain secure and steadfast and unmovable, and that we'll always be found abounding in the word of the Lord. Oh God, for your word declares that it's not in vain. And so, Father, we come against every mind of the enemy that would cause us to believe that everything we give to you is in vain. The devil is a liar. Oh God, we cast down that imagination this morning. We cast down the thoughts of the enemy. We come against every wild and unholy place in our spirit. Everything, oh God, that comes to make us unsettled. Everything that's unruly. Everything, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that does not want to submit. And we bring our spirit into order. We bring our spirit into alignment. We cast down imaginations and every high thing that tries to exalt itself against the knowledge of God, declaring that it will obey the Spirit of God. I declare obedience in our inward parts. I declare that we shall obey the voice of God. I declare that we shall come under subjection to the Spirit of truth, that we will align ourselves. I thank you for divine alignment. I thank you, God, that the oil of God is flowing in our lives. Father, I pray for us. Oh, God, in an hour. Oh, God, when there is a spirit that is unrestrained. I, God, that you would call us. Oh, God, to submit to the Holy Spirit. That you would call us, God. I, God, to submit to you. To not be like children, tossed to and fro by every wind, every strange wind that comes our way. I thank you today that we will not be tossed to and fro by every wind and doctrine, by the slate of crafty men that lie in wait to deceive us. I pray this morning, God, that you'll cause us to recognize every spirit of deception, that you'll cause the eyes of our understanding to be enlightened, that you will open up our eyes to see. We say, oh God, anoint our eyes with eyesight that we might see. Oh God, give us an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. I thank you this morning, oh God, that our ears be open and in tune. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that we come into agreement with whatever the word of the Lord is. I thank you, Lord God. My God, that you are a God of order. Ekonamando she, ekonamando shatama. Yanderebeste konamando. Our God, and so I pray this morning, our God, that we will follow your instructions, that we will submit to you, God, that we will follow fast after you, whatever you say. Oh God, let us hear your voice. Let us incline our hearts. Oh God, call us to remain steadfast. Call us to remain. I thank you, God, in a day. Oh God. When many are falling away from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. Oh God, listening to the voice of the stranger. Oh, God, that you would keep us harnessed. Father, fasten us to truth. Father, we thank you. Oh, God, that you have kept us. Oh, God, in our right mind. Oh, God, that you have kept us. Oh, God, that we remain. Oh, God, because you have willed it. We can take no credit for it. Oh, God, that we remain in your will. I, God, we know that it had to be you. I, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that you have held our minds together, that you have held us in position. And for that, God, we're grateful. And we pray today, oh, God, against every spirit of discord and disunity, every lie of the enemy, oh, God, that comes to bring separation and confusion in the body of Christ. Oh, God, that comes to break the cords of trust. Father, I pray this morning, God, that you would shame that enemy by driving him out and casting him out of our midst. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and let the love of God, God, let it flow through our being, establish us in this hour as those, oh, God, oh, God, that carry your spirit. God, and we'll give you the glory for it. We'll give you the honor for what you are doing. We will magnify your name. We will glorify you. We will lift you. We will exalt the name of the Lord. For we do know that your name is a strong tower. And we bless you for it this morning. We bless you because we recognize who you are. We will recognize, oh God, that you're not hidden from us. Oh God, God, because no man know you. Oh God, except to him to whom you reveal. No man can come to you except you draw him. And so I thank you that you loved us enough to draw us. Oh my God, that you chose us from the foundation of the world. And that we've been driven into prayer because, God, you beckon us. And I thank you for giving us a spiritual ear to hear your calling, to hear you calling us into prayer, to hear you calling us into worship. Oh, God, I bless you for it on this morning. Come on, let's give him some glory this morning. There is such a strong release on this line this morning. Oh, Mando, Shekola Mandia. Oh, Ekomancia.
Hallelujah.
Ekola Mando, Shatamai. Ekola Mando, Shatamai.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Shekola Mando, Shat.
Thank you.
Oh, God, we bless you this morning. Oh, God, we honor you this morning. Oh, God. Oh, God, just for a mind to pray.
Oh,
God, thank you for giving us this mind. Oh, God, letting this mind be in us, which is also in Christ Jesus. Thank you, oh, God. Oh, God, this mind that is in Christ Jesus, who humbled himself, who made himself of no reputation. Thank you, God. Oh, God. But he humbled himself even unto the cross. Oh, my God. My God, that he was not distracted by life circumstances. But God, he remained faithful even to the depth of the cross. Oh, my God. I pray for us. I, God, that the vicissitudes of life, that life itself will not distract us. Oh, God, from obeying the voice of God. I pray, oh, God, that whatever we hear you say, God, that's what we will do. Whatever God instructions you give us, oh, God, that will be the instructions that we submit and surrender to. Father, I pray, oh, God, that we will lay our hearts bare at your feet, that we would sit at your feet, God, and await even your instructions, oh, God, that whatever the Lord is saying, that's what we want to do. And Father, I pray that we will recognize when it's not you, when you're not in it. Father, when it's not the sound that you are releasing, I pray today, oh God, that we will not connect to unholy voices, that we will not connect to voices of deception, voices that come to pull us out of your covering, voices that come to pull us out of alignment. Give us a keen ear to hear the sound, oh God, of the deceptive spirit, so we can recognize what's not of you. Father, I pray for us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for discernment. Father, release the spirit of discernment upon your people. Oh God, that they can discern the spirit of truth, that they will know where you are and where you're not, that they will know what you're saying and what you're not saying. God, that they will know your prompting and your leading, that they will know your guiding. Father, we come against the spirit of rebellion, oh God, that's running rampant in the body of Christ. Every rebellious and unrestrained spirit, oh God, that comes to pull us out of God, the spirit of protection. Every spirit, oh God, that comes, oh God, to deceive us. Every spirit of manipulation, God, and cunning craftiness that come after the saints of God, oh God, to pull them out of your will. I pray this morning that we stay divinely connected to the voice of truth, that we follow after you. God, let the truth of the word of the Lord reign in us. Let it reign in us. We want to walk out the truth. We want to discern truth. We want to know truth, oh God. Let truth burn in our inward parts. Let truth reign on the inside of us. Oh God, even if it makes us a part of the minority, even if it calls them, God, to separate themselves from us, even if it calls them to cause us to be ostracized. Father, give us the strength to remain faithful to the spirit of truth. We want to remain faithful to your voice. We want to preach what you tell us to preach. We want to say what you have us to say in this hour, oh God, where there are many false doctrines. Father, we want to stay true to your sound doctrine. Oh my God. Oh God, sound doctrine. Oh God, let it be sound. Let a sound word come out of our mouth. Father, we thank you for it in this hour. And Father, we give you the glory and the honor.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Shatama. Mando Shekoda Mando Sha.
Yes, Lord.
Oh God, Mando Sha. Mekoda Mando Sha. Oh, we bless him for it today. Ekoda Mando Shama.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, for we know there is a way that seem right unto a man. But the Bible says that the end thereof is death. So we trust the Lord, for the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he takes delight in his way. And so we bless the Lord this morning for ordering our steps and giving us an ear to hear the ordering of God's steps. Hallelujah. Whatever thing he orders us into, that's what we will do. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, no compromising.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
It's going to take a lot in this hour not to compromise this gospel.
Thank you,
Father.
Because
society embraces everything. Everything is accepted. To remain faithful to this gospel in this day, hallelujah, it's going to take God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That's why we must keep ourselves continually in prayer.
Yes,
give
Lord.
Ourselves continually to prayer and worship and the study of God's word. We've got to stay in it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the
Thank
temptation
you, Lord.
To walk outside of it is strong. Hallelujah, because it is so embraced in this hour to walk away from the faith. Hallelujah. Jesus. is more acceptable to not be a Christian in this hour than it is to become one or to be one or to remain one. More people will accept you if you walk away, hallelujah, than they will that will call, than when you stand. That's the day that we're living in. We're living in that day. Hallelujah. We're living in the day of a great mixture. Jesus, a polluted gospel, a polluted faith. You've got to want to stand in this day. Jesus, you've got to be determined to live for God. Hallelujah. Got to be like Paul, persuaded. Hallelujah. Fully persuaded.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. So I sound of truth might irritate a lot of people. Be okay with that. When you carry the sound of truth. Hallelujah. Jesus, but remain faithful to it. It's going to keep you. Hallelujah. It's what's going to keep you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's the voice of truth that's on the inside of you.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah. So guard it. You've got to guard the truth that's in you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, God. Hallelujah. Success has become one of the greatest enemies to your truth. Success in man's eyes. Hallelujah. Distinguish that. Men want to be successful more than they want to be truthful. Jesus. Do not let success pull you away from truth.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Success has become the pursuit, and it has replaced truth. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And because a man is successful, we equate them to walking in truth, but that is not always so. You can be successful and walk in truth, but success cannot be the most important thing that it causes you to violate. Everything, if it causes you to violate and walk outside of integrity, to break relationship, to break covenant, to be, hallelujah, everything outside of what the Word of God says is not God's ordained success. Because God would cause you to walk truthful in integrity, respect and honor Jesus. God's success looks different from man's success. Man's success is sly, underhanded, deceptive, crafty. Mm. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As children of light, we walk in the light. Our walk is different. Our success looks different. Thank you, Lord. Everything about us is different. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, I bless him for it. Let's remember to keep each other covered in prayer, to continue to pray that we stay fastened to the spirit of truth. And if we see anything that's trying to pull you out, believe me, those I'm connected to, I'm going to call you. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, I'm going to call you on it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah, because I see the warfare in this hour. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, hallelujah, to pull us out. Hallelujah. But we're going to remain in this thing. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're going to win spiritually. Hallelujah. Not the winning they're talking about in the world. We're going to win spiritually. Our souls are going to make it in.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank
yes,
you, Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. Thank
yes,
you, Lord.
God.
we will walk in truth. And we will do the will of the Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Thank you, Lord. Well, I thank you all this morning for joining me in this time of intercessory prayer. God bless you. Have a blessed day. And tonight, I think it's first Saturday, so Deacon and Sharon Quinn will be on the 9 p.m. call tonight. That's the 9 p.m. call tonight. Please join us for the 9 p.m. call tonight. God bless
thank
you.
God bless you.
You.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless.